consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Hello, my loves. Oh my goodness. We are going to bring the magnetic, soulful, sexy vibes to you this morning as we bring in a very special guest. I'm going to be sharing with you, this is especially for you if you struggle with putting yourself out there because you might be scared of what others will think of you. You're scared of being rejected. You're not feeling smart enough or feeling like what you have to say or what you want to say is valuable and important. And so my intention for this episode is going to start to help you clear any of these limiting beliefs out of the way, get you out of your own way so that you can start to show up, feel supported to step into alignment with your bold, unapologetic self. That's right, you do have that part of you. And as you start to feel activated into this bold, unapologetic self, my loves, I have a very special guest and a very dear, close soul sister friend with me who I truly believe, when I thought of doing this episode, I'm like, yeah, I need this beautiful goddess woman, Becca Patty, who literally walks her talk, is another bold, sexy warrior. And she absolutely exemplifies being unapologetic in the world. So your energy introduces you before you speak. And this is what happened. This is how we met. It was right literally on Facebook. We had a mutual friend and I was commenting on this mutual friend's picture and Becca was in it. So this would have been a good, I believe, about 4, maybe even 5 years ago. And I thought, wow, this woman, she is stunning. But it was her energy that pulled me in the picture. And she was literally, it was her smile, her eyes, just, you guys start to check her out. If you don't know her, you will soon. Her energy draws people in. And that's absolutely what we're going to be speaking about today. So Becca Patty is a passionate entrepreneur who has a marketing background. She's a celebrity YouTuber. We'll get into that. She's the owner of a wellness studio since 2006. She's a trauma-informed yoga teacher, massage therapist, Ayurvedic wellness counselor, and a fellow catalyst and activator to support you in living a fucking epic life. You guys, I should warn you, there'll probably be a few F-bombs dropped in this episode between Becca and I. We love to jam things out. Oh man, we have some really juicy conversations between the two of us every single day. And we're hoping to bring some of this juiciness. This is a G-rated show, so maybe we'll go PG into this. So I'm very excited. Becca Patty is no stranger to speaking, no stranger to speaking in front of the camera and to large audiences, but I'm also really honored we are popping her podcast cherry today. So I feel so honored to have you, Becca. Come on in, my love. Oh, welcome.
Thank you so much. This is pretty awesome. And yes, you're popping it very well. My experience so far is exciting, and I'm feeling the vibes, lady. It's good stuff.
I love it. And for you listeners, what I often do before, actually not often, always do before this podcast, before delivering, coming live on air, is I ground myself and my guests. We set an intention together for who is meant to come in and listen and receive the downloads, be activated. And so, Becca, you actually shared your intention so beautifully for what we want the audience to really be receiving. Would you mind sharing that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's really important for this specific podcast, for those who are maybe struggling with self-esteem or limiting beliefs or anything that's sort of holding them back, to recognize that they do have everything inside of themselves to create that dynamic, beautiful life. And it doesn't have to be so big and bold, like worldwide. It can also be a little bit more so where they just step out of their comfort zone and affect the communities around them, maybe even just in their own families. And so many of us who struggle with fears of being enough and speaking up when we need to, we minimize ourselves, and that doesn't give us the accessibility to the greatness that we actually are. And so I'm hoping that if someone is listening and they're kind of on the verge of stepping outside of themselves, that they can recognize that even someone like myself, who seems like on social media to be big, bold, beautiful, it wasn't always like that. And that's really important to note, is that it's the journey, it is the process that we grow that allows us to finally see our full potential. And for those who are listening, I'm hoping that they are able to do the same after this is all over.
Thank you. And if you're listening right now, isn't Becca's voice just so activating? In fact, when I follow your yoga classes, Becca, wow, your voice and your energy literally activates me. And when I'm activated, for me, what that it looks like and what it feels like is I'm literally vibrating to in the core, and my body starts to really vibrate as well. And I've never actually had that happen in a yoga class before. And this was just online during when we were just getting into COVID. And I was like, wow, I need to know this lady even more, because we've known each other for, like I said, 4 or 5 years online through Facebook, but it's interesting about divine timing, because we were going to meet up finally in real life about a year ago, and it didn't work out. Our schedules didn't jive. And then it's so interesting how we now have just come into each other's lives. And as people are listening, they'll feel the flow between us. And it's just, given what's where we are at in our lives, that this is absolutely divine timing in how we're really coming into each other's energy and the sisterhood and just the fire and magic that's really conjured up between us. So absolutely. I'm excited. Yeah. Yes. And you guys, I was totally picking Becca's brain, because I'm so in awe of her. We'll put it in this way, of how she shows up and her quote unquote success as an entrepreneur. And I was excited to learn more about who she is and how she came to be where she is now in life, and particularly in business. So my love, I would love to have you share. I was very fascinated with how you in your upbringing really found safety and found like it in your academics, and particularly in acting. So I would love to have you share a little bit more about your story from that place.
No, I totally appreciate that because we've all come from somewhere. And as much as I don't cling on to my story simply because in the past it hasn't been something that's benefited me all that much, meaning I've been replaying this scenario over and over again in my head about where I've come from and the past hurts and the pains that I've experienced. But the truth is that there was also a lot of awesomeness that went down in my world. And so my family has some issues, problems in terms of communication and whatnot. And so in terms of what I felt was important for me as a child, and I think that this was happening without a conscious thought. It was just simply, I realized when I was at school, I had support, there was a little bit more structure, there was a feeling of I was able to be academic, but then also jump into a variety of other what would you call those, extracurricular activities. So I loved my sports, I got involved in lots of different teams, and I think that what happened is I wanted to fill my time after school so that I didn't have to necessarily always go home to something that was not as pleasant as I would have wanted it to be. So there was a lot of being at school, diving into the academics specifically. And then, yeah, I mean, I think it was a very interesting time in my life where I decided to get up on stage and start performing. And at a very early age in my own family, we were very musical. And so I took that a step further in even elementary and junior high. And I would sing "O Canada" on stage, and it would offer me an opportunity. I believe now, looking back, it gave me a little bit of validity for the things that I was searching for, that I was talented, I was good enough. And it gave me a bit of self-esteem and worth. And so that ability to be in front of people sort of, and I don't want to use the word pretending, but I'll use that for the sake of this conversation, pretending to be okay in my life actually allowed me to then sort of fake it until I made it. And there was a point where I just really started to enjoy experimenting with being on stage, being part of improv, all those different lovely things that help us to grow as human beings. And so, yes, academics are certainly a huge piece of my life, but the, like you said, the getting up on stage and the drama and the acting and the singing, and I played the alto saxophone for 8 years of my life, and was involved with jazz bands and concert bands, and it gave me this fulfillment. It was like my creativity was able to blossom in a way that I never expected it to, and it also saved my mind from being constantly in turmoil or trauma. And so I really do say that there's something to having those extracurricular activities in school for certain children, because it offers a safety and security.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, as you say, I just learned something new, that you were an alto sax player. Well, I was also a sax player, but I played the tenor in grade six. I was in a marching band. I know. Yes. It was like half the size of me.
Oh, I bet. You're tiny. I was like, tenor sax? That would have been huge.
In grade six. Amazing. I know.
Woo! So rock it. Go Roz.
And so, you know, I really see how your ability to dive into acting and drama and improv really serves and supports you today in terms of how you show up. Like, you are authentic. I know you're not acting. Everyone can tell you're not acting. That sense of, you know, one thing I really admire about improv actors is that they can improv. I am just in awe of improv. And in fact, it's probably one of my favorite things to go and watch in theater, because I am literally in awe of how in flow and how witty and how quick you just need to be in a dialogue, and you take on that character. And when I'm watching your Facebook lives, your videos, I love how you always bring in lessons. You're running the stairs, you're taking out the trash, and you wrap it into this deep, valuable lesson about how we can show up in life based on exactly your daily activity. So, which I would love to hear, how would you describe your brand, and how is it that you built your brand? Because you are your app, you are absolutely your own brand. Becca Patty is the brand. And I feel like there is no one that does it better than you.
Oh, that's really sweet. I appreciate that. So having said that, maybe now I look at myself and I say, okay, that's the brand of Becca Patty. But it really wasn't initially maybe even meant to go like that. I really had no desire for social media. I've really only been on it for the last, I think, 8 years. And I think I had a flip phone up until, about 6 years ago as well. So I can honestly say that truthfully, at the time it was like, and I really didn't know what branding was and whatnot. And so, yes, I took marketing, but that was back in the 1990s. And it was really about creating connections with people. And that was my biggest takeaway. And I was like, how can I create these bonds with people who I feel may also be in similar boats as I am, and how can I encourage and use my story not as the end of the story, but also to say, this is where we've come from and this is where we can go, and there's more to come down the road. I never initially thought about the branding of it all, and so when I was younger, I struggled just with my basic self-esteem, Roz. It was to the point where I didn't even know who I was. I tried out, like, in junior high, I remember wearing a variety of outfits in the year to see, like, sort of what costume I wanted to put on, to see who I wanted to become. Because I thought if I wore a certain thing, if I, did a certain thing, that would define who I was. And of course, as we know, we dive inwards to really uncover that truth. And that truth is more valuable than what we know, because that is the essence of who we are. So as time went on, I started to realize that these little mini lies I was telling myself about who I wanted to be, trying to fit in with this group or that group, or they're cool, I think I want to be like that, I realized that just was not working for me. And in fact, I felt more alone doing that than I have ever. And so the process was slow and it was challenging, and I slid backwards many times. But eventually there came a point, and I would say it's only really been in the last 5 years that I have really dove into what makes Becca Patty tick. And then from that space is what I want to share. So yes, I believe that the authenticity didn't come from me saying I want to be authentic, because I don't really know how one does that. Like, it is to say that it became I want to know myself, I want to be truthful to me first, and then how from that place do I share my truth. And it was not always looked at favorably. I've had hate mail from yoga people around the world because I'm not jiving on the same vibe. I have different thoughts about humanity. I use everyday things that I see in the world. It's like universe is constantly dropping these little messages of, hey, you could share this with the world. And how about, using this scenario and shifting that and telling the world about this. And I love that. But it really was quite an organic experience to sort of figure that out for myself. And then through some of my own trauma healing work that I've done in the last few years for my own sense of understanding who I am, that then also opened other doors to further my self-love and self-care, and therefore the message that I was portraying or am portraying, it got stronger and stronger. And I think that's what people are jiving with, is that there's zero bullshit, zero fucking bullshit. I am the same. If you see me on the street, I am the same as you'll see me in a video. I am the same as you'll see me in a workshop. I refuse to shift to suit what is in front of me. I am being myself, and
I'm going to
either love that or not.
I'm going to highlight that, and I want you guys to really take this in. I refuse to shift with what's in front of me, because that is a solid foundation of knowing, truly being who you are unapologetically. There is no betraying yourself. And so I really want you to sit with this as we go into commercial, and we're going to circle back around to this point because I feel like this is really important for people to understand and embody this.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
When you wake up in the morning, are you excited for the new day? Are you passionate about your work? Are your relationships fulfilling? And finally, are you happy? I'm Mia Voce, your host and guide to the power of five. Harness the forces of the universe and unleash your powers within. Join me each Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on OM Times Radio. And remember, anything is possible. You only just have to believe.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, my loves, with me, myself, Rosalind Fung, and Becca Patty. Wow. So just before commercial, we had been jamming on this powerful, powerful point on not betraying yourself in order to fit in. And I would say this is a huge part of how and why Becca and I really jive so well with our energy, because we do things unconventionally. We are trailblazers. We step out of the box. And like you heard Becca say, that's not always easy because, you know, we got our shit to work through. So Becca, I'd love to hear a little bit more about how it is that, because I see you built your brand so unconventionally. And I see that you've built it exactly how I preach to my clients and Soul Tribe, to really build your brand from inside out. You and I always talk about the most important thing is inner work, and we continue to do our work to this day. And I think that's so important. It's a psychology to help us get out of our way and show up. Can you share a little bit more about how you have really allowed yourself to just, allowed doesn't feel strong enough. You give yourself permission. You give yourself permission to just show up authentically as who you are, boldly, beautifully, unconventionally. You are literally so raw in your branding. Can you share a little bit more about how that helps you grow your business?
You know, it's interesting. I really haven't equated the two together all that much in terms of me showing up authentically and growing my business. The business has grown probably because of that, I have no doubt. But the truth for me is that in order for me to share in any way, shape, or form, whether it's on YouTube or my Facebook or Instagram or in some of my vlogs that I do, it was important for me to, number one, be doing the work myself. So if I'm going to be sharing about what's occurring in my world, it's going to come from a place of honesty and integrity. There is nothing I'll share that I haven't done myself or that I'm struggling with or that I'm working through. And I think in that way, there's like a camaraderie that starts to happen with people building a community sort of organically and saying, you know, we all are struggling with certain things in our existence. And a lot of it comes from and stems from past experiences. And I certainly, we all come from a place, and it's not all super traumatic, but there's definitely some shit, like you said, that we've got to work through. And so through that process of uncovering who I am, like understanding my values and my beliefs, and further to that, my boundaries, that has been a huge issue with me, is to say, hey, what will I accept? What will I not accept? What will I say no to? And then looking at reactions of people around me when I started to really show up. And I actually lost a few friends of mine as I started to enter into this place of divine goddesship, as I'll call it, because for me, it was not a problem to be comfortable in my skin and to show the world my tattoos, for instance, and to drop an F-bomb, not because I wanted to be something different and unique, but that's actually how I talk to people, not because I'm uneducated, but because once in a while it offers a bit of an explosion in commentary, and it can offer a bit of a giggle in the middle of a workshop, or it can give people a bit more grounding or something to land on. And so I made the choice to make sure that whatever I was putting out there was always going to be coming from a place that I could look back even in a year and say, yeah, I can see Becca in that, as opposed to going, who was I and why was I saying it like that? Who was I trying to impress? I want my voice to land on people, but I don't actually offer my information to the world, my thoughts, for someone to come back and either agree with me or not agree with me. It doesn't actually matter to me, in the sense of I love having connections and having people discuss sort of what's going on in my videos and what I offer in my blogs, but I don't post to make people happy. I post because it is inside of me and a given gift to offer myself to the world. This is part of my truth. This is part of my dharma, my essence of being, is to give people an opportunity to hear what's going on in my head. And let's just say this, if I didn't, Roz, you'd be hearing a lot more long messages, because my brain would be exploding in my freaking head. You know, I've got a lot to say and a lot of opinions and thoughts, and hey, if people don't agree with them, that's okay, because that's how that goes. We're not all gonna agree with one another, but I just feel like when we offer things out in the world that aren't really what we're feeling, but we're just trying to jump on different bandwagons and be part of something, it's like, no, let me ask you the question. What do you really feel about this? And how has it impacted your life? And what can you say about that now in your own existence, not in someone else's, but in your own? And I think that that's really lacking. There's a lot of general videos out there on inspiration, but I don't hear a lot of people talking about how it's affecting them and the story behind it and why they're sharing it. And that's what attracts me to people, is when you share a little bit about yourself and like, get me on the same page as you so I can relate, you know? And I think that there's a little bit of, the more honest I am, the more honest the crew that I have watching is also coming back to me with this beautiful truth as well. It's like we're mirroring
absolutely
each other, and I freaking love that.
Absolutely, yes. And that is what sexy is. That is exactly what sexy is. You just describe sexy. I'm on a mission to redefine sexy, because it's that, yeah, you know, everyone thinks sexy is how you look, you look a certain way. And it really isn't about any of that. It is about you going so deep inside yourself, being in this epic, unapologetic, loving relationship with yourself, that you are showing up in that place and you're speaking your truth. Because it's like, I had a quote on my Instagram recently, speaking is like breathing to me. And I hear that about you. It's like, if we don't speak that our truth out, we're not working our throat chakra and getting it out, It dies with us.
Yeah.
And my loves, I want you to really hear this. You matter. Your message matters. Your story matters. And when you show up, what happens? When you, and when I say show up, you are you. You're not hiding any part of you. And even if you're scared and worried about what others will think of what you say, that fear is way less than your need and your knowing that you showing up and sharing your story, your message, your vulnerability, your truth, your dharma is what makes you sexy. It's what magnetizes your soulmate tribe and clients and soulmates in life, your soul friends, to you. Right? And that's why Becca and I are quick, fast besties. Like, this is why, because we can speak truth. And here's the other thing. You can speak your truth and know that other and be absolutely okay. This is an embodiment. Okay with someone disagreeing with you. Mm-hmm. And I want you guys to really hear this. This is so important in every single relationship, your personal romantic relationship, your friendships. Because it's honoring yourself and it's honoring the other. It's okay if we have different opinions because we likely have different values about certain things. And that's okay. So thank you, Becca, for showing up and sharing that. There are so many golden nuggets that you said, and I just really wanted to highlight that. All of that, because it's so important. My wish for the world is that people start to shed the mask. I mean, I used to wear the mask of a psychologist, and I thought, okay, like, now I'm gonna be likes because I have the status, right? And in fact, that was repelling. Yeah. That was actually repelling people because I wasn't dropping the mask of my psychologist hat, and people never really got to see who I am. People really never got to know Roz. It's like, who are you without this mask?
Right.
And I feel like you and I just, you know, have built unconventionally, myself included, our businesses because we just show up and share. And it's like, no, like, I was like you too, Becca, didn't really pair the two until I went, oh yeah, I quote unquote accidentally built my brand just by showing up and sharing my stories and sharing my truth.
Love it.
So I'm really curious how, for those of those that are listening and are really wanting to build their YouTube channel, did you have a strategy? How did you build it up so that there's over 10,000 followers in such a short amount of time?
I paid someone. No, I'm totally kidding with you. I just didn't.
I almost dropped my water. I'm like, what?
Oh, you know, come on now. But that's, you know, I guess that is a strategy. But many years ago, I just decided to get on YouTube for my creative vinyasa flows. I've been a yoga teacher for close to 15 years. And through my yoga classes, I kept hearing, no one sequences like you, no one da 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 da. And it was like, okay, I mean, that's fair. I mean, these people are coming into my classes and they're boosting my self-esteem and I'm feeling really good about it. But my initial thought was, if I could just have a few people log in and see something different, something a little bit more creative, out of the box, that there wasn't the same sequencing going on, that people who thought like me, so I'm not a person that likes to do the same yoga session over and over and over again. It's just not my jam personally. So there's a lot of other people in the world that feel the same way. And with my background in a variety of different disciplines in yoga, I was able to sort of combine them all and then start creating something that was really beautiful. And at first, it was really about the yoga itself, like the poses, the just offering something that people could get a good sweat, they'd be able to listen to a few of my cues, some of my inspiration. And then I started to notice that more and more people started to really enjoy the videos, and they were being shared. And it sort of started to grow really organically. It wasn't that I wanted to do anything with it initially. And then I started to get asked about 5 years ago. It was almost like this resume that I had online for festivals around the world to say, hey, when I would apply and say, you know, I'd love to teach in New York and in San Diego and in different areas of, you know, Sedona and Salt Lake City and Victoria, offering myself out there. It was pretty easy to say, hey, if you want to check me out, these are a few of my videos so you can see me teaching. And inevitably, the offers started to roll in for me to teach internationally. And then I realized that what was missing from my YouTube was what I normally do in my classes, which is a little bit of a preamble. It's like we have a conversation about inspiration, and I use everyday things to bring into the classroom so we can have a conversation about it and then see how it applies to us in growing and letting go of our limiting beliefs and to move forward in our journey. And there's so much to learn from just looking around, opening your eyes and witnessing what's happening around you. And so I use everyday things, little seemingly inconsequential events, as really big, meaningful things in my day that I love sharing with my yoga crew. And so posting more of that at the beginning of my yoga sessions has really driven my YouTube channel up in terms of followers, subscribers, because now people who are not actually able to practice the physical yoga can come online and see a bit of inspiration, 5-10 minutes, and feel like they have connected with something deeper within themselves. The yoga poses are so beautiful and I love them, but ultimately, if our minds are not where they need to be, if we're feeling low, we can still work out till the day is long, but our minds haven't shifted. And so it's really moved into a little bit more of a mental health channel, with yoga sort of attached to it as a modality for releasing energy, for letting go, and for sort of sweating it out as well. And so, yeah, it's just been a really beautiful, organic way of going. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love and soak in your yoga classes because you do speak truth and you help me think about things and just highlight certain aspects of our own truths, our own way of being. And it inspires me to move into that creative flow. And it's not, you keep preaching during class and I'm like, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so delicious. I really am so excited for more people to get to know you. And I know that people are going to be hopping on YouTube after this to Google and be in your classes. Mm-hmm. So my loves, I got to take us back into commercial, and I want you to really reflect on what are your takeaways so far. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some practical action strategies to really start to show up at that next level.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back with myself and Becca Patty. I am so juiced up, and you're wondering, my little son is here with me, and we want to say hi to everybody. This is Mom Life, hashtag. So, Becca, if you don't mind sharing, just so that we can really sum up for our listeners, what are some practical action steps for someone who's like, where do I start? Where do I start to really like unravel? Like, I'm sick and tired of trying to fit in boxes, try to fit in. And I'm so hungry to know, how do I step into my power and be unapologetic, not give a shit about what other people think, and just show up? So mm-hmm. I would love to invite you to share some practical action steps of how somebody can begin this journey.
Yeah, I think it's so individual for people. So these will be maybe some ideas for people to take away and to say, how can I tweak them for myself? So it's important to recognize that everyone is on their own journey, and what has worked for me isn't necessarily going to work for everybody, of course, right? So one of the biggest things that I've noticed that is happening in social media and even in the self-help industry is that everyone is trying to be like everyone else. And so I would say the first thing to do is to stop. Stop scrolling and looking to see who you can emulate. Now, there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, of having people that you hold of value and that you look at and say, yeah, they're doing something very interesting and I like that. But when we start to copycat, or when we start to look at them sort of outside of ourselves for the answers to the questions that lie, or the answers that lie inside, we then run into a problem, because we're then living someone else's truth. So I would say the first thing to do is to stop looking outside of yourself for the answers to what is already inside of you. That's huge, because social media is awesome in so many ways, but it also draws people down rabbit holes of comparisons, of making you feel like you're not good enough, and I should be at this stage in my life when I'm, you know, at this age or doing this amount of years, and that's just not how it works. Everyone has their own specific way of moving into greatness. Some people find it in their late teens, early 20s, and others find it much later in life, in our 40s, right? So there's that. I would say that to look backwards is important, but to use the past as a learning tool, not as something that you're going to hitch your ride to. So if you really want to learn about yourself, just to look backwards, your story from the past, like childhood matters in the sense of it made you who you are, but it actually doesn't fucking matter in this present moment, because what is happening right now could possibly be an effect from that. But then we ask ourselves the question, how can I take this moment and make this moment more peaceful, loving, kind, compassionate, connected, so then my next moment in the future is going to be having those factors in there as well. So if we're constantly looking backwards and feeling justified to hang on to the stuff that has held us back, we will always be held back. So looking at the past to see how valuable it is for the present, but then shifting into the moment. And so moving into the moment means practicing mindfulness. This is seemingly kind of complicated for our culture. We look at mindfulness and meditation as something complex, as if we have to sit down and do some fucking meditation and be some yoga person. This is just not the case. It's absolutely not. Mindfulness is a science of how the brain stays present in this moment. It gives us an opportunity to use our senses to smell, to see, to hear, to touch, and to sit and to be grounded, to recognize that every moment that we observe our surroundings is less time in the past and less time in the future. And so I have found personally that to be really valuable. And as hard as this next one is to say, if someone disagrees with me, that's okay. And to know that sometimes this can also cause us angst if we have a desire to be liked by people, which I would say is a lot of our issues for sure. We want people to engage with us, to like us. But the fact is, the question I have is, do you fucking like yourself, man? If you can wake up in the morning yes. and look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love myself and my truth is this, it's totally fine to have someone not agree with you. But we also don't have to be aggressive with it. We don't have to say, fuck you if you don't agree with me. What we can say is, I appreciate that you and I see life differently. And then it softens it for us and it makes it okay to say, but I'm actually really good with where I'm at. And you know what's interesting about truth? Is that it does change, because every time we grow, we might learn more information, we might dive inwards a little bit further, and what we did 2 years ago, it doesn't work for us. And so we also, in that time of saying, you know, it doesn't matter what other people think, is then to recognize what you do think. So what are your values? What are your beliefs? And stand in that. Do not waver unless you get more information that is congruent with what you already believe. But if you're easily swayed, it's going to be a really long journey to find your authentic voice, because you'll constantly be speaking on other people's behalf.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Just let yourself soak this in. Do you see why I love Becca so much? Oh, just breathing all of that in. And honestly, you guys, this is honestly why I love Becca so much. What she's sharing, this is the flavor, the frequency of our personal relationship with each other. She really does stay curious. And you guys know I preach about being curious. And she, even though my standpoint might be different than how she would show up in a similar certain situation, she stays curious and invites me to just share without judgment. And I do the same. And I really truly believe that's how moving through relationships, whatever kind of relationship it is, personal, business, makes it so much more flow and fun and ease and deepen so much. And it is really about standing in truth. So right now I'm going to invite you to bring yourself to your own relationship with you. So feel into your heart, put your hand on your heart. We're going to seal all this delicious, soulful, sexy conversation right into our beingness, and breathing in your takeaways from today's episode, breathing into your self. There is no one else but you with you in this moment. Feeling your heartbeat. And every breath you take is breathing in love for yourself. And any discomfort or resistance, that's okay. Let that be here. Hold space for it. Just don't let it take over. Just hold space for it, because I know there's a part of you that also knows something different. There's a part of you that yearns to just love yourself unconditionally, unapologetically, like you would love a best friend, a loved one, your child. your pets. And imagine that that brings a smile to your face as you see your loved ones. Bring that energy back into yourself, into your heart. You matter simply because you breathe. You are here to birth, to nurture, cultivate your message. Your own authentic way of sharing and delivering your stories and your message so that it touches others, touches those who need to receive your message. You are here for certain souls. You are called up to show up and deliver only in the way that you can deliver. Karati karatua kia prekarti kua. Parekarati karatua kia rati karatu karatua. Breathe in being bold. Breathe in being unapologetic. Karati karatu kia rati kua kia rati karatia. Anchor. Unapologetically showing up. Breathing that in. Koratia parakarati karatu. Staying in the moment, noticing your heart, noticing your soul, and the sensations you are experiencing right now. Parakarati karatu. Kiara te karatu kia parakarati karati karati. Korate karata. Karati karatu kia parakua. Koratia. Your energy introduces you. But karati, korati, karate, karatu. So stop hiding, drop the mask. Korati, karati, karatu. Kiara, karatu, karate, karatu, karatu. Para karati, karatu. Kia, para karatu. Rise up, rise up, rise up. Karati, karatu, ki, karati, karatu. Karati, karatu. Activate your voice, activate your throat chakra to speak up, speak up, speak up. Korati karati karati korati karatua kiaratua. You are a lighthouse for your soulmate clients, for your soul tribe, for your soulmate friends, your soul family. Karatukia para karatukia tikratua. Breathing in your experience and then breathing out whatever doesn't serve or support. Breathing in love. Breathing out love. Feeling into the authentic truth of being unapologetically you. With every fiber of your being, just hanging out with your sensations. Taking this moment to just savor. So my loves, we have just unlocked some dormant soul codes. So I invite you to really notice how you will move through the rest of your day and into the day tomorrow and through the week from this place of being authentically you, unapologetic staying strong in your boundaries, anchored in your values and your beliefs. And I invite you to drink lots of water throughout the day to flush this process out. So I know that you're also curious about how you can soak in more Becca Patty. And I'm really excited for you, Becca, to share more about how people can find you. And by the way, I'm really excited for Becca and the world because she's in process of creating an online program. So make sure that you do, if you're feeling like really like drawn in, and who wouldn't be, but I know we're not for everybody. But I know my tribe, they love my energy. Of course, they're going to love yours. And how can people get more of your juju-ness, love? Please share.
Yes, love that, juju. Certainly one of the easiest ways is to just Google my name, and I've been blessed with pretty much, as far as I know, the only Becca Patty in the world. So my last name is spelled P-A-T-I, first name B-E-C-C-A, so that can be kind of the first search. Everything will pop up, including my YouTube channel. If you go onto YouTube, it's Yoga and Life with Becca, or you can simply type in Becca Patty. And then on Instagram, it's the same thing. You can either put my name in or Love, that's L-U-V, Love My Yoga and Life. I look forward to connecting with everyone. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Thank you so much, Love, for joining me in this global energetic sacred container.
It was an absolute pleasure, Roz. Thank you so much.
Love you so much, sister.
Love you.